Today, the co-star of the story of our salvation arrives on the stage of our Advent drama, the blessed, the immaculate, ever-Virgin Mary. In our modern world, when we hear the term co-star, we unfortunately immediately think that co means equal. When we watch the evening news, most local newscasts have co-anchors, a man and a woman. They both have equal parts in reading the evening news. Sometimes different organizations have co-chairs of the pastoral or finance councils. They have an equal role in these advisory groups. Popular movies and musicals have co-stars. They share the spotlight on stage equally. They bow together, hand in hand, yet the curtain call. But when we are talking about Mary as the co-star of the story of our salvation, we do not mean that she is equal to Jesus. Co is just the Latin word which means with. When we say that Mary is the co-star, it means that Mary has been given a role to cooperate, literally to work with, to participate with her son in the work of salvation. It does not in any way mean that she is equal to Jesus. Titles for Mary such as co-redemptor and co-mediator just mean that she cooperates and participates with Jesus in redeeming the world and mediating grace. Not by necessity, because of course Jesus Christ is the only redeemer and mediator between God and man. She is the co-redemptrix and the co-mediatrix, not by necessity, but by God's choice. Jesus saves us, redeems us, all by himself. He chooses freely to call Mary to work with him in his work of salvation. It is worth noting as a footnote that the Academy Awards does not have an award for the best co-star. Have you noticed they only have best actress in a supporting role and best actress in a leading role? Jesus, of course, has the leading role. He is the star of the divine drama. Mary receives the award for best actress in a supporting role. She supports her son in the work of salvation. Mary cooperates and participates with her son in the work of salvation, not of necessity, but because Jesus freely invites her to be part of the story. And what part does Mary receive? What role does Mary have in the divine drama? In other words, what is her vocation in the history of our salvation? To be the mother of God. This is a unique vocation. No one else in the world has this vocation, to be the mother of God. So Mary is given by her son a unique, one-of-a-kind grace to fulfill her role as the mother of God. What is that grace? Her immaculate conception. Today we celebrate the day when Mary was conceived immaculately in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, by a singular grace of Almighty God. The Blessed Virgin Mary was conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, without any stain of original sin. She was full of grace from the first moment of her existence. Mary's role as the mother of God is so important and unique in the divine drama of salvation that her son Jesus preserved her from all stain of sin from the very first moment of her conception. Mary had a unique, one-of-a-kind vocation. Mary has a unique, one-of-a-kind vocation. to be the mother of God. So Mary receives a unique, one-of-a-kind grace for Immaculate Conception. Vocation and grace. The story of Mary's vocation and corresponding grace is important to remember in our own lives, in our own vocations. What is your vocation? To be a husband, to be a wife, to be a parent, to be a grandparent, to be a priest, to be a deacon. How often it is when I'm preparing young men and women for the sacrament of holy marriage that they're overwhelmed by their vocation, that God will call them to be cooperators with him in bringing forth new life to the world. How many of our young seminarians are in trepidation about their vocation, about their impending ordination as a deacon or a priest. And I always say to them, look to Mary. Look to Mary. God always gives you the grace you need to fulfill the vocation to which you have been called. There it is. God always gives you the grace that you need to fulfill the vocation to which you have been called. In other words, whatever God asks you to do, he will help you to do it. God gives you the grace, supernatural gifts, in order to do his will. Whatever God wants you to do, he gives you the grace. He prepares you for your role in the divine drama. He prepares you for your vocation. God wants us, like Mary, to cooperate and participate with him in a supporting role in building up the body of Christ. We can count on our Immaculate Mother's powerful intercession so that we too, like her, may fulfill our vocation with the corresponding grace that has been given to us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm.